A judge has dismissed a Trump campaign lawsuit that challenged how absentee ballots in Michigan were handled following Tuesday's election. The Trump campaign alleged their poll challengers weren't given enough access to counting sites. The Associated Press has called Michigan for Joe Biden, who is leading there by nearly 3 percentage points or about 150,000 votes. We spoke with Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson earlier before the judge made his ruling on the Trump lawsuit, which she called frivolous. Let me ask you about what happened yesterday at the TCF Center. That's where police officers barred Republican and Democratic poll challengers from entering the room where ballots were being counted inside of the convention center. I mean, this event shows just how contentious this entire process has become. What did this incident reveal to you as someone who's really tasked with keeping polling centers safe and clear for workers to do their jobs?
That we have to continue to stay steadfastly focused on that. We're in this very unique moment in the history of our country. We've seen throughout this entire election cycle, anxiety and tensions are very high right now. And we have tried in Michigan, really in a bipartisan way, with clerks on both sides of the aisle and election workers also on both sides of the aisle, to make sure that we focus on simply ensuring every vote can be counted, every vote is validated, no invalid votes are counted, all of those things. And it really wasn't until results began to be talked about in a more concrete way that we started to see some of the disruptions. Despite all of the national rhetoric and attempts to undermine folks' perceptions about the integrity of our process, it actually exceeded our expectations, both in efficiency and in integrity and in security. That, to me, at the end of the day, is the story here in Michigan. We saw more people vote than ever before, and we saw more people come together from both sides to really protect the process. And moving forward, I think we're just going to see more evidence of why that's truly the case here in our state.
Well, we know that Michigan was one of the states to receive federal funding for election security improvements, receiving over $12 million. How was that money used, and was it a significant help?
That enabled us to effectively ensure voters knew how to vote from home and how to vote absentee and how to deliver in cases where the mail service was unreliable, how to make sure their ballots got in on time. So we were able to fund and install drop boxes all across the state of Michigan and secure them as well with surveillance footage. We increased the number of high-speed ballot tabulators, which did increase the efficiency of our tabulation process over the past 48 hours. So all of that was really critical, and I'm hopeful in the future we'll continue to see more of that support come forward from our federal government.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the vote count. In a news conference late last night, you said the process of the tabulation for the state is complete, and counties were in their final stages of receiving reports from remaining jurisdictions. What's the latest on that effort, and has every vote been counted?
Yes, the tabulation was complete as of last night. What happens at that point is then they essentially, at the local level in the city and townships throughout the state, dot every I, cross every T, and then formally report out the results to the county. Now, we have 83 counties, and then that gets reported up to the state. So we're now today in the process of getting those reports out from counties. And then at that stage in the process, we have this certification and canvassing period. That's going to happen over the next 10 days when we again review all the processes at the state, county, and local level to ensure all protocols were followed. Every vote was counted and validated before we get into the final certification in the next 10 days or so.
So over the next 10 days, you'll be going through the certification process. What are your primary concerns over the next few days?
I think, especially as we see, other disruptions occurring in other states where counts are still ongoing, that we can really come together and recognize that the patriotic thing to do at this moment in time is to respect the integrity of our elections, respect the will of the people, and ensure and have faith that every valid vote will count and that every voice will be heard.
That's Jocelyn Benson, Michigan Secretary of State. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.